Those songs go a lot quicker sitting down there than they do when you're standing up here. I do appreciate those of you that showed up tonight. I kind of put Tim on the spot the other day when I called him and asked him if he was going to be here. I think he felt guilty. So he said, yeah. But no, he was going to be in town this week. And if I'd known that, I'd have pushed the job over to him. I'm going to speak to you tonight a little bit about a dog. Now, I understand that the pulpit's no place to talk about a dog, and I don't want you to go home and say, everybody, that I compared a dog to God or to Jesus, but I'm comparing myself to a dog, so maybe you can relate to that a little bit. Now, some of you don't have a dog. Some of you like cats, and that's okay. I think cats sit around plotting a way to kill their owner, but and if they could pick up a pillow, they might do that every night, but I'm a dog man. Now, last year about this time, Mandy and I were wondering about what we were going to get the kids for Christmas. We knew we didn't want more toys to just throw around, and we didn't want just stuff to fill up the house. So, upon her suggestion, we started looking for a puppy. Now, I made all the things that you're supposed to do when you're trying to find the right fit for your family. I searched the internet. I asked folks who had certain types of dogs about what would maybe fit in with our family. And I came across a friend of ours who had access to a little boxer puppy. So I asked for a picture. And I forwarded that picture to Mandy, and it didn't take long for her to say, that's the one we want. Because everybody wants a puppy. You know, puppies are cute. Not everybody wants a dog. We have gone through all of these things, the growing pains of having a dog. You know, luckily, the dog doesn't like boots. It does like high heels, though. Lost a few things along the way with this puppy, but these animals that we have, that we love, you know, I know that you don't care anything about my dog, and I probably don't care anything about your dog, but my dog treats me a certain way. Your dog treats you a certain way. To a dog, maybe we sit and think about this. Maybe they treat us like we should treat God. You know, our dogs, our pets, are eager to please us. They stay around. They want to be right close to us all the time. This dog, if we get up, she follows us wherever we go. It doesn't matter. If we sit down, there she comes, and she's going to sit down. Most of the time, she wants to sit down in my lap. Now, she's 60 pounds now. And from the moment we brought her home, her spot was in my lap. And she's never gotten over that. But she imitates us. She wants to be close to us. Now, I have a verse in John 5:19 that tells us that we are to be imitators and why we are imitated. Then Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he see the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Now I can take that even further. I've got a son sitting here, and it's pretty humbling to think that what he sees me do is what he's going to do. Now, I understand that, because I also have my father sitting here, and that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be my dad. You wanted to be your dad. More than likely, most of us wanted to be what our fathers were to us. That's the examples that we have since we're a little child. We have the examples of our fathers. You know, they teach us how to act. We tell a dog to sit, fetch. Our fathers instruct us, just as we have this for instruction. But how do we know how to act? Well, we've got to be willing to study. We have to know what God's will is. And know that if we do what he says for us to do, that we get a reward. Now, our animals are excited to see us when we get home. It doesn't matter if we've been gone for 10 minutes or 3 days. You know, we now kennel our dog, Roxy, but when I used to come home in the afternoon, she'd hear the door come up, and you could just hear her sitting next to the door, just panting, just squealing, waiting on somebody to open the door and let her out, or to see her God. Are we excited to see our God? Are we excited to come in here? Are we waiting on people to come in and excited to see other folks show up? You know, we should be thrilled when we have folks coming into the house of God to worship with us. And I think for the most part that we are. And then John also, chapter 10, verses 7 through 10, then said Jesus unto them again, "Verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." There's an old saying that if you really think you're something, try bossing somebody else's dog around. Now, my dog might not obey your commands, just as I should not be willing to obey anybody's commands but God's. Now, I understand the law of man, the laws that we have out here to protect us. But in the long run, what are the main commandments that I should be following? I should be following what God has put before us. I have to make an effort to meet Him at the door. We have to be willing to spend our time and energy on things divine. We have to be willing to study, to worship, to sing, and even talk to God in prayer. And if we are excited to do these things, we know we'll be pleasing. Our pets are eager for commands because they want us to be happy. John 14:21 says, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." They want to give their best to us. They want to obey us. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. Excuse me. "But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, and patience, and meekness. Fight the good faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto art also called, thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." We need to be giving our best, fighting the good fight. You know, we hear that a lot from the pulpit, that we remain faithful. We want to do what's pleasing to God always, no matter what the outcome is. If we're doing what God has put before us, we know that we'll be okay. I should give God everything I have. If I'm giving, I should give cheerfully. If I'm helping others, I should help cheerfully. I should try to do my best with a smile on my face. She loves everybody. She wants to jump on everybody. She's a little bit curious about a neighbor across the street because every time she sees him walks out, she bristles up. But I've never introduced her to him either. But we should love those who come in, you know, strangers. We should welcome them in. We should let them know we're happy to have them without holding back. I need to love more. We all need to love more. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." John 13, 34 through 35. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." 1 Peter 4, 8. "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. 1 John 3:16, by this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. Everyone, if you go back to verse 15 before that, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Matthew 7, you can read that whole chapter about judging others. You know, the whole speck and a beam. We're quick to point out the flaws of others without even addressing our own faults. Colossians 3, chapter 12, verse 15, chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. And Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1, let brotherly love continue. We should love others. You know, this dog doesn't want to be away from me. Sometimes when it's raining outside, I'll open the door and try to let her out, and she'll just sit there and look at me. She's a lot like me. She's hard-headed. I'll say, go. But unless I walk out, she won't go. Now, are we comfortable enough with God knowing that where he leads us, we're willing to go? Are we more comfortable standing in the middle of a rainstorm with God by our side than inside without him? You know, these things we think are comical. But when we put this into perspective, are we doing what we should do? Are we eager to worship? Are we eager to please? Are we eager to help? Are we eager to spend time and study? You know, we've got obedience training for animals. We've got obedience training for ourselves. We meet here 3 times a week, sometimes more, for our obedience training. Now, when we take these things to heart, we're rewarded. We're setting up our treasures in heaven, not here on earth. Tonight, I know the lesson hasn't been, you know, it's still early. Most of you are still awake. This may not be anything that strikes a chord with you, but God wants us to please him. He made us in his image. He wants us to do the things that he's put before us. He wants us to study them and to apply them. We have opportunity tonight, if you haven't made the decision to honor God with your worship to him or your faith, or if you don't love the way that you should love, that God tells us we should love one another. And it's not always easy, because we see people that we don't want to associate with, that we sometimes believe we're better than. And we think that we could never love somebody such as that. But God looked at us, even though we were yet sinners, he sent Christ to die for. We were no different than anybody that we don't want to associate with, because in God's eyes, we were a precious being. He knew our souls were special, and he wanted a way to keep us with him forever. So he sent his son, Jesus Christ. Tonight, if you have need of invitation to put Christ on in baptism, we have that opportunity put before you tonight. If you've been baptized and you maybe turned away, something brought you here tonight, and you need the prayers of the church, or you need to make your relationship right with God, you can do that at this time. But if you just need to evaluate your life, maybe you have private sin, maybe you need to ask God to forgive you, and it's none of our business. That's fine too. I'm faithful that God will forgive you if you ask Him to forgive you. If you have any need of the invitation tonight, please come as we stand and as we sing.